Just the other day, we reported how Uganda's constitutional court was reviewing the legality of the country's Anti-Homosexuality Act. That law criminalized the promotion of gay rights along with, quote, aggravated homosexuality, with a possible punishment of life in prison. Today, the court struck the law down. Lester Fader is covering the news out of Uganda for BuzzFeed.
They ruled on a very narrow basis. Basically, what they found was that when Parliament held a vote on the bill on December 20th, there was no quorum present, which means that there weren't enough members in the room to have it be considered a valid vote. This had been something that was raised by the president's representative in Parliament, the prime minister, at the time, and he was perceived as being wanting to just shut down the vote because the administration was concerned about the impact of international donors. The speaker ignored him, and today that seems to have come back to bite them.
What have you heard about reaction in Uganda from the LGBT community?
I mean, from LGBT people seem to be elated. The couple people that I've spoken with and what we can see on Twitter is a real feeling of a new beginning. It's kind of funny, though, because in some ways the state of law hasn't changed very much. Under the pre-existing law against homosexuality, which was put in place when it was a British colony, homosexuality is already punishable by up to life in prison. And in fact, that's exactly the same punishment that was struck down today. Because the case only dealt with this procedural question, that law is untouched. We haven't seen a lot of prosecution under that law, and we haven't seen the kind of political use of that law that we saw with the Anti-Homosexuality Act, which included shutting down human rights organizations allegedly for promoting homosexuality. So the climate is certainly different, but, you know, Uganda remains a very difficult place to be LGBT.
Right, and this ruling did not address the human rights aspect of the law, rather the absence of any sense of human rights. So is the LGBT community in Uganda also maybe jubilant but worried right now?
I think there is a lot of worry. I spoke to a couple people who were in the court right after the ruling, and the LGBT activists immediately went underground. I think there's a possibility of some unpleasant things happening in the next few days while this news sinks in.
If the law is struck down on technical grounds, one would presume that Uganda's government might appeal the ruling. But I gather the U.S. and the U.K. and other Western nations had been pressuring President Museveni to annul it. So is an appeal even likely?
The question of the appeal, I think, is open. What is clear is that when the law was passed initially, it was passed by surprise to the president and his officials. And if there's a way for the president to put a stop to the bill without directly appearing to do so, he might find that an attractive option to preserve good international relationships that he has remaining. There is the possibility of an appeal here. There's also the possibility that Parliament could simply vote on the bill again with a quorum. But if that's the case, that the president doesn't want to see the bill, there are a lot of tools at his disposal that could make it disappear without a direct confrontation.
Lester Fader, foreign correspondent for BuzzFeed, thank you very much for the update.
Good to talk to you, Marco.